Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Bridging the gap between blindness and fashion.
Greetings everybody, today it is Emily from fashionista.com and welcome to the second episode of VI Frontline 101, an exclusive podcast series here only for VI Talk. And today we're going to be talking about everything that you need to know about dressing for the job interview. Now, the job interview actually has been quite a popular topic of discussion both on my personal blog and on VI Talk I have seen, because a lot of people want to know how to dress in a certain way so that they can compete with other candidates, which of course I truly believe that dressing for an interview is probably one of the most important times of your life that you're ever going to have to dress for, because in a sense you are being judged within those 20 minutes, say, to half an hour that you're going to be in that room, it may be even shorter, and it is very vital that you get it down to a fine art. Now, I am a believer that you shouldn't be judged in your appearance, and a very strong believer in that, but when it comes to the job interview, any ideals of being judged by your inherent values, they go out the window in a sense, because it all comes down to how well you portray yourself, how well, you know, you present yourself to the external world and how they're going to take you. And it's just one of those things, I think, when you're visually impaired, it can be a bit nerve-wracking, because let's not beat around the bush here. There is 66% of people who are in the working age who have sight loss who are not in work, which is shocking and atrocious to me. And this podcast today is here to make sure that I can do everything in my power to help start to decrease those numbers, so you don't have to be another statistic, because everyone who's got sight loss should be entitled to a job just the same as everyone else. But it still feels to me that people who are employers just make this assumption that if you have sight loss that you can't do the same job as anyone else. And I believe that personal appearance is one way of actually showing them that you can, and actually combating this very unfair stereotype. So let's not waste any more time on those aspects of the job interview, and let's get straight into it. Okay, so we're going to start off with the girls for this first round. Boys, I'm not going to exclude you, but I can only ever say so much because I'm a girl and I've only ever seen a few guys going to job interviews, so I have a little bit of a limited reservoir of information, but everything I do know I will pass on to you guys. But anyway, girls, let's start off with the first thing, which is colour. Now, by colour, I mean, what is the colour of your outfit you're going to go with? Now, I know a lot of people will say that going to job interviews, it will entail wearing black or grey trousers or skirt, or, you know, tights, and maybe a black blazer and a white shirt or something like that. It's very conservative and very basic, but I, being an guide dog owner, do understand that this is not always possible, because if you have a yellow guide dog or a very fluffy golden retriever like me, then I'm sure that wearing a black suit or black dress or something like that would be the last thing that you'd want to do. So, personally, I think as long as it doesn't have anything like patterned on it wise, I think wearing patterned suits or outfits is the wrong way to go, because subconsciously it's going to appear like you're trying to speak too loudly to your employer. So I personally would recommend a colour that you know works with you and that makes you look awake and healthy, and that actually makes you feel good, because clothing that makes you feel confident is the best thing to take with you to a job interview, and I guarantee that. So for me, I tend to go with blue. I tend to go with either light blue or maybe even navy, because it's a bit easier and a little bit less severe than wearing black, because I just don't like wearing black as a whole, to be honest. So if I was going to a job interview now, I would probably tend to wear things like a light blue dress, or I would wear navy blue dress with a Peter Pan collar, or I would wear a pair of tailored trousers and a navy blue blazer combined with a little necktie. Now, when I say that things can't be patterned, I'm only talking about it in the sense of the entire outfit. So I only mean things like the trousers
and the blazers and the shirts and things, but that does not include things like scarves, because having a patterned scarf really gives it that flourish, and actually it gives you the sense that you have enough style within you to know your own mind, but you're not trying to speak too loudly. So be a bit cheeky and wear a little 50s necktie if you want, or a scarf of your description, or something like that that really gives you that little edge, because there's nothing wrong with that at all. When it comes on to things like clothing itself, regardless of the colour, I tend to say that I personally wouldn't wear jeans, depending on what interview it is. If it was a certain interview, like, say for instance me, I work at Goldsmiths as an ambassador, and my job's very casual. But if I was going to a job interview, I would wear jeans for that, because it's everyone's students in that environment, and everyone's very laid back, we're very bohemian, and at Goldsmiths, you wouldn't be judged kind of on that aspect. I think Goldsmiths is the one place that I can safely say that we don't judge you on your first-hand appearance. And I actually mean that. It's not me being biased. You're not judged on the first-hand way you look. I can promise you that. But when it comes to more mainstream interviews, so things like corporate jobs, banking, public sectors, anything like that, I would tend to say that a good pair of tailored trousers, a good tailored skirt, you know, a pair of, a suit maybe, something like that would really be a good investment. So something, I don't think that you should necessarily break the bank for it, but I think that you should invest in a couple of pieces that are really good staple pieces that will take you through different seasons, that you can work with different colours, and that won't easily show signs of wear and tear. Places to invest in clothing, I would say, I tend to go with places like Next if I'm looking for job interview attire. I would also tend to maybe looking Debenhams, but Debenhams a little bit more limited on. I also bought a lot of things from ASOS when I was first looking for jobs, so I've got a lot of my shirts and a lot of my coats and accessories from ASOS as well, because they've got some really great pieces from the ASOS own range. I think look for companies with reputable names, and even companies that are very ethical, environmentally friendly, because I tend to find that when they spend a lot of money on the workers and to ensure that the clothes are made properly, you probably will have to pay a bit more than that. So say for instance you went to look at somewhere like People Tree, which is a really fantastic ethical company, they probably would be around the region of about £70. But I think if you're looking at something really nice, like a blazer or something, you're going to have to pay about £50 on average anyway if you get a decent one from a normal high street store. So if you want to go ethical and you want something that's going to keep, then try somewhere like that. There's a ton of different reviews I've done on clothing companies on my blog, which you can check out. But suffice it to say, just shop around really, and know your brands, know from previous experiences, even like M&S as well, because they've got some great stuff and they are very ethical. But just look around for really good places, and even if you would like to invest in some vintage pieces, because vintage is one of the best things, because it will undoubtedly have lasted for many decades, so what's the odds of it going to be? It's probably going to last you quite a few more. But just make sure where you get it from, because no one wants to smell mothballs in a job interview, so please be aware of where you're buying from, and stick with reputable companies or shops that you know that actually sell good stocked vintage. I could recommend a ton, but that will be a different podcast for a different time, my friends. Now let's move on to things that are related to accessories. I've already mentioned things like scarves. Like I said, a patterned scarf would be great. So accessories is really where you can go to town. Now, girls, the one thing I would say, I am the queen of bags, okay? And with a bag, they're very striking, so I would really recommend that you get a bag in a really bright colour or with a really good shine on it. Don't get any boring bags. Get, you know, the shinier, you know, if they're patent, the better. The more bolder they are and the more of a statement they make, the better. But don't get things that have got loads of, like, quilting and, you know, bag charms and all that kind of thing, because they really are, they detract from your sophistication of your outfit. So I would highly recommend getting a really good sturdy laptop bag, or maybe, you know, a shoulder bag, or if you need a crossbody bag, like a satchel maybe. Get something that is a real staple piece and that you can wear with a lot of different things, and that will really show up to the job employer. So when you kind of, oh, put your bag on my lap so I can get out my CV, they're like, oh, she's got good taste, look at that bag. And even guys, this, that rule applies the same. So I would highly recommend that even if you spend less money on your clothes for job interviews, or even if you have older items that you use, please, 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 I'm begging you, invest in a decent bag for a job interview. I guarantee you that works every time for me. I mean, I love Cambridge satchels because they're really eye-catching and they're really classic and they're easy to use. They've got straps if I'm having to go up to London. It's easier for me having a guide dog. Don't go with rucksacks. That's one thing I will say. No rucksacks in the premises. That's just my personal opinion, but I don't think rucksacks are the best things because they probably would wrinkle up your outfit and, you know, make your blazer or whatever you're wearing rise up under your armpits. And it's just not a good look, guys. So just see what bags you've got in your wardrobe, maybe, or if you've got a really old vintage bag you love, or if there's a certain laptop case you've been, you know, coveting, then go with that, really. But like I said, it's all down to the individual and where you're going to. So things as well like that. I think also trying to matrimon all of your accessories to one another. So if you've got a red bag, go with a red pair of shoes, go with a red pair of gloves if it's the winter, go with a red necktie, or if it's, you know, pink even, then do the same thing. Don't be afraid to wear pink at job interviews. That's the other thing. Don't be afraid. I wouldn't tend to wear it in a whole outfit because I'm not as Elwood's. I haven't got the balls of platinum that Elwood's had. But if you like pink, then go with a bit of pink. There's nothing wrong with it. Like pink gloves. They're, honestly, they work every time. But just try and keep it all in uniform and then have a different colour for your outfit. I would really highly recommend that. Don't be too conservative and don't be too afraid, but don't be too adventurous. Be somewhere in the middle. That's the best thing I would suggest for you. Now moving on to things that are around hair and makeup. So I'll start off with hair. I mean whenever I've been for a job interview, I've always had my hair either up in a bun, up in a messy bun, up in a bum pit, or in a donut. If you don't know what donuts are, they're basically these round donut shaped kind of like a light meshy kind of material, and they go around your ponytail, and then you kind of clip the hair around it. And if you find it difficult, then ask a hairdresser to show you how to do it, because they're really easy and I do it a lot myself, and they're really great, and you can get them from Primark for £1.50. So things like that, or even if you want to have part of your hair up like I do, you know, just clip the sides back so it's out of your way. Just don't have your hair hanging in your face, because that is not the best thing. Just put a ton of hairspray in there, you know, comb it back, put it in, you know, pull it back, whatever way you feel comfortable with, and then just go with it. Because the one thing I will say is that you need to have some semi-preened or very preened hairstyle. It needs to be a bit, as I think a poet once said, casually coiffed. I can't remember who said that, but I know the poem was called Two Scavengers. So if any of you know that poem or like it, then you might be familiar with that saying I just said. So as well, making sure it's in good condition. So maybe if you're due to have a cut, then go and have it done before you have a job interview, because a really nice, well-cut hair style looks great for a job interview, and I should know because I've had many of them. So other things. Now, moving on to things that are to do with makeup. I would say, when it comes to makeup, it depends on what you usually wear and what you usually have. So don't go branching out. Don't go thinking, oh, because I've got this job interview, I'm going to have to wear different makeup and really, you know, tart myself up. Because some people, I've known some people, when they've had job interviews, they've thought to themselves, right, I have to go and make a real statement. And they've gone in there with the whole works, and it's just not looked well. And especially if you don't know what the weather's going to be like, the last thing you want to do is put tons of eyeliner on and things like that, and then go out to your job interview, and then you get caught in the rain, your hair goes frizzy, and then your eye makeup just goes down your face or whatever. It's just not a good look. I would personally recommend that you go with minimal makeup on the eyes, or you know, just a very subtle colour, like a bronzy or something. Something that works with your natural skin tone. If you're not too sure, then go and seek help from a family member or a friend or someone that you know, or even go to a makeup consultant to ask them their opinion, because there's nothing worse than going too outlandish with your makeup. Now, when it comes to things like lips and stuff, I tend to say that a little bit of lipstick, a little bit adventurous is nothing to be afraid of. Now, the one time I will actually say when it comes to makeup is that you can bend the rules is when you're going to actually be interviewed for a fashion industry kind of job, if you're going to be interviewed for a cosmetics job, anything to do around PR or advertising or things that are very much involved with the makeup industry or cosmetics or fashion industry, scrap what I've just said about minimal makeup. You know, go and get some help with it, but put on a nice amount to show that you do, you know, really know how to do your makeup. Because my mum used to work for Clinique, and she said that when she had a job interview, she had to go in there with more makeup on than she would do for a night out. Now, to me, to some of you, that might seem a little bit contradictory and like I'm being a hypocrite, but when it comes to fashion and cosmetics jobs, you are a walking advert, so they're going to expect you to look the part. So, unfortunately, if that is what the job that you're trying to go for, then you probably will need to put lots of hair and makeup style into it, probably get up 2 hours before your interview and, you know, do all that, because we've all had that experience as well. At some point you might do in your life as well, because there's no reason, because of your sight loss, that you shouldn't want to go for a job in fashion and cosmetics if you want to. So the last few things we're going to talk about now is confidence and just general tips around going for an interview. Now, I think for me, get up early, have good time management, eat a good breakfast, know your stuff about the company that you're going for as well. That's the golden rule. Know your stuff, know the company that you're trying to get a job for. Do a bit of swatting up beforehand. Other things would be, get a good night's sleep. You don't want to have powder under your eyes and have to put more concealer on than normal. Other things, I would say, get a cab from the place that you're going to. Never walk before you're going to get in the job interview. So if you've just got off a tube station and you're going to have to walk for 10 minutes to get to your destination, I would honestly say get a cab, because no one wants to have a sweaty client or a windswept client come into their office. That might sound really bad, but it's true. I should know again, because I've had experiences like that. And I'll tell you something else. If you don't feel comfortable wearing heels to a job interview, don't wear them. Or if you do, literally change them the second before you go into the building, because I've done that as well. Or I've worn shoes like that are heeled to job interviews. And once I had a skirt on and I had heels on and I tripped and my potential employers were there and it didn't go very well, because I didn't get the job. That's all I'm saying. Just go within your comfort zone, please. Don't go branching out too much and then make a fool of yourself like I've done. Use my experiences for your benchmark, I would say. I've never told anyone else that story before, so this is exclusive to VI Talk. So, other things when it comes to confidence in the job interview, I'm sure that you know the basic 101. Don't go in there looking all miserable, have a nice smiley face on you, be pleasant, be polite, wait to be asked to be sat. I know you might think that's strange, but, you know, just old etiquette. If you're not very au fait with old style Victoriana etiquette, then read Jane Austen, because she'll teach you a thing or two. Other things, you know, always put out your right arm to shake their hand. And, you know, because that's obviously basic etiquette as well, say how lovely it is to meet them, say thank you for having me when you go, and just don't worry that they're going to be judging you on your disability, because now we're going to get into more personal aspects, guys. Right, so when it comes to interviews, they probably won't ask you about your disability, because I've had many times where I've gone in there, they've not asked me about it, and it's been left at that, and then they said to me, you can't have the job because you haven't got enough experience. But if you feel that they have not addressed it and that they're going to use something else for an excuse, then ask them, you know, what do you think about my disability? Can we discuss that? You know, and just be blunt with them. Say, I've had many experiences where if you have, you know, where I've not been employed and I feel it's down to my disability, or say that I don't feel that my disability should be taken into account, whatever, because I'm not going to beat around the bush. People do judge on first-hand appearances, and they shouldn't do it, but they do. If you disagree with me, feel free to, but this is just from my personal experience. I mean, it might be different now I've got a guide dog and I'm a bit more confident, but from past things that have happened to me, it has been like that. So just really gauge the situation. I mean, if you've got the job through the back door, say for instance, and you know someone who's got you the job, then that probably won't be the case, because they will have got you in through that way. I'm not sure how it goes anymore, but you know, if I come from a family of market traders, so I would say that I got a lot of my, you know, summer work through friends in the market. So, it's a bit different though, not quite corporate jobs, but just feel confident, you know, don't fidget, sit up straight, have a smile, answer the questions to the best of your abilities, because the best accessory you can have is a smile, and just work it with pride, really. Now, as I promised, I'm going to get on to the boys. Now, boys, I would probably say a lot of the rules are the same for as I've just mentioned about the girls. The only things I probably would exclude would be makeup, unless, of course, you want to wear makeup. I'm not going to judge. You know, if you want to go out there and wear a lipstick, then that's fine. I'm not, you know, I don't care. As long as that makes you happy and you'll feel more autonomous, then go for your life. So, let's get on. First of all, colours. Again, it's the same. If you are not confident wearing, say, for instance, black because you have a yellow guide dog or something like that, then just don't wear it. You know, wear a different colour. Wear a navy blue or wear a different colour. The only colour I probably would steer clear of is white. A white suit. I'm not too sure how that would go down in a job interview. I've never seen a person who wears white go to a job interview. But if you have, let me know. But personally, no white. Anyway, so things like just get a nice pair of shoes or polish them up. Don't go in there wearing scuffed shoes because honestly, that does not go down well. Don't wear any stupid ties. Don't wear any stupid ties. I'm being serious. If you have a lucky tie and you love it and it's not too outlandish, so if it doesn't have Elmo as a pattern or Pikachu, as much as I love Pikachu, he's not going into a job interview. Unless it's probably something to do with the making of Pokemon, that might be an invalid rule. So again, things like just making sure that you're well manicured. So, you know, if you're due to have a haircut, then have a haircut. And boys, I really would recommend, if you're not a person to get your eyebrows trimmed, because so many boys don't, just get them trimmed, because honestly, sometimes the best thing you can do is just to make yourself look really well groomed, because it just shows that you care about the way you look and that you care enough to have done those things. Little things really do make a difference. You know, just stick to your usual shaving routine, put a nice bit of aftershave, but don't douse yourself in it, because so many, where I live, I'm a Cockney girl, and so many of the Cockney boys douse themselves in aftershave, and you're just like, oh, no. So not too much, not too little is the rule, and stick with one that you know, and one that's not too overpowering on your face. Whatever's your personal preference, I personally would recommend Fahrenheit, because whenever I've smelt it on a guy, it smells nice. But you might have a different, you know, favourite, so that might be different depending on what person. So other things would include, when it comes down to things like confidence, it's exactly the same for the girls. Just be confident, know who you are, strut your funky stuff, go in there with a smile, know your etiquette, know the company, and just show them, you're going to give me this job, and you know it, and I know it, look at how great I look, and just accept that, and let's start working for this company, hey? So, I hope this has all helped you, really, to be honest, because, like I said, this all comes down from my personal experiences and my ideas as a fashion blogger, and being in a family that most of the people that I've met or I know have had jobs in terms of, like I've said, you know, all different jobs. So, family members have gone for jobs in, like, hardware stores. I work in a university in the MOR team as an ambassador. My mother's worked for a lot of cosmetics companies. My dad's worked for a lot of different companies. I mean, he's been a mechanic, or he's been, at one point he worked in a retirement home. So I have information and ideas from all different aspects of the job sector. So you might have different ideas, or you might, you know, want to do it a different way to me, but all I really wanted to do with this was to give you some ideas of where to go with the job interview, how to dress for it, because I genuinely know what a difficult thing it can be choosing what to wear. But I would say stick in your comfort zone, don't branch out too much, be who you are, let them accept you for what you are, and just really good luck to anyone who's going for a job interview and who might be listening to this as a result. And if you've got any more queries or questions to ask me, please get in touch. You can either get in touch by finding me on Audioboo, all you'd have to do is search Fashionista. That's Fashioneyeboo.
SDA and send me a personal message. So you can also find me on my blog, which is fashionista.com, which is spelled fashionista.com, and you can email me at fashionista@hotmail.co.uk, or alternatively you can find me on Twitter. I'm under @davisonm, so that's @DAVISONEM. And next we'll be talking about all you need to know about dressing for the pub. I hope you enjoyed today's recording, and I will catch you all next time. See you later.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.